Time for a cut-in from Rock on the Range with the OGs on the Grizz.
Your favorite classics, the best new rock. It is 105.9 KZZK backstage at Rock on the Range. I got to tell you about it. This guy that's sitting with me here fronts one of the quintessential American rock bands. The same four guys have been kicking our ass since 1991. Amazing songs like Careful With That Mic, Immortal, Cypress Grove. My God, I saw the crowd in St. Louis at Pops singing louder than what you were that night. Mob Goes Wild, and then the new track, Quick Death in Texas, which we're playing on our station.
Thank you.
You've done some wonderful stuff. So I love the fact that you guys have not sold out to what the contemporary rock music is supposed to be.
Even if we wanted to do that, I don't think we could. We don't know how to do that. We've always been kind of insulated and, you know, self-contained. We don't listen to a lot of contemporary music, not because we dislike it. It's just we find more information in the classics and blues and jazz. It's much more, inspiring to us.
See, that's what I love, because I'm a big jazz person. I love jazz, all right? So you and me sort of connect there. Your live shows are worldwide famous. Okay, you've done that incredible DVD, Clutch Live at 9:30, which was amazing. You played in front of festivals, you played in great clubs like Don at Pops. How does the environment change what you guys do on stage? Is it always the same sort of energy?
You know, for the most part, no matter where we play in the world, I've discovered if you put a bunch of people in a room, turn down the lights, give them beer, and play loud music, everybody behaves exactly the same way, whether it's, you know, in Iowa, Ohio, Japan or Australia, you name it, it's the same. If there's any difference, sometimes at these festivals, we change our set list to cram as much in a very short period of time, but that's the only difference I can think off the top of my head.
Well, like I told you, I saw you playing with Hell Yeah down at Pops in East St. Louis. In fact, that's a pretty good venue for you guys. It's usually full when you guys go in, and the crowd sings along. How does it feel to have your songs be just belted out by masses?
That's the best feeling in the world. I mean, that's much more gratifying than, you know, charting or getting, you know, a front page on a magazine. If I can sing a song or then look out in the crowd and I see somebody I've never met sing the lyrics that I wrote in my basement years ago, it's an incredibly satisfying feeling. And I'm very fortunate to be able to do that, I think.
Well, I have to tell you, Neil, you're one of my favorite vocalists, okay? I love what you do, and I really like the fact that you're knowledgeable on musical history, and you appreciate that.
Well, yeah, there's a great deal of humility that comes with this, and realizing that as much as anyone tries, you'll always be a small bucket in a great sea of music. And I'm just kind of astonished by how much I don't know. I consider myself a lifelong student in all things. I have utmost respect for the people that preceded us and look to them as mentors. Even if I don't meet them, you can be taught from their music, and I guess that's a kind of immortality for them.
Well, I think that's the one thing about your music. Your music is going to last. And on behalf of everybody in the Mississippi Valley, we cover 23 counties in Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri. You're going to be all over the place. We're playing the heck out of the new song. We're hoping there's more cuts that's going to be coming from the album, because I like what I heard of it.
Yeah, we kind of play it by ear. We put out our own records on our own terms, and it's up to us to decide, do we want to push another single, so to speak. It's kind of a hard choice these days with the internet being the thing, phenomenon that it is. The previous model of releasing singles does work, but we also have to strike a balance with, you know, people already knowing the record.
Well, I will tell you this, and you'll like this. We started playing you, and you guys gathered immediate action on social media and on our phones.
Excellent. Well, that's good. I'd like to hear it.
Well, we want to thank you for all the great music over the years. What's next for you guys, Jeff? You're going to be touring for a while?
Yeah, we'll take a little bit of time off this summer. This tour's got another 3 weeks left. We'll go to Europe, do the States again, go back to Europe. And we're booked up to New Year's this year, and then probably take a little break after that, unwrap some presents, and
that's the best,
keep going.
That's the best. Neil, on behalf of everybody in the Mississippi Valley, thank you so much for the music, and I really appreciate you taking the time today to stop by and talk to all our listeners.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. Pleasure's mine.